just a little bit. We're ready. I now call to order the Paradise Town Advisory Board meeting for Tuesday, October 29th. Would you all join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, please let the record show that all board members are in attendance. And if I could get staff introductions, Michael. And Blanca. Okay, if I could ask you to please turn off all your noise-making devices, whether it's phones, tablets, whatever else that you might have. If you need to have a conversation, if you wouldn't mind taking it out into the lobby so we don't disrupt the applicants. During the meeting, I'll read the item into the record. We ask the applicant to come forward. Please use the microphone as we are recording, and that's the best way for your voice to be picked up. You will tell us what it is you'd like to do. I'll give the public an opportunity to ask questions or respond, after which we close it, and only the board will be speaking and making a recommendation. Before we get started, the Dodgers are down 4, the Yankees are 5, it's top of the 6th. Okay. Oh. And there's no water in the building right now. So we'll try to get through this as quickly as possible because the toilets are not available. All right, public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items in this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or board by majority vote. Does anyone have any comments before we get started? Okay, seeing no one, may I get an approval of the minutes for September 24th and October 24th?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for September 24th, 2024, and October 8th of 2024.
We have a motion on the floor to approve the minutes. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. An approval of the agenda for October 29th, 2024.
Madam Chair, make a motion to approve the agenda for October 29, 2024 with the following holds. Item number 4, SDR 240334 MGM Resorts Land Holdings 2 LLC. And item number 5, DR 240335 B Corp Paradise LLC. And the hold for is going to be until January the 28th of 25.
Yeah, I have a motion on the floor to approve the agenda for this evening with holds for items number 4 and 5. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. So if you're here for the MGM Resorts, it's a sign design review or the holdover design review for B Corp Paradise, we will not be hearing those. You will return on January 28th. All right, informational items. We do have applications available through our secretary until November 14th at 5:30 p.m. for appointments to the Clark County Paradise Town Board. That's us. It's a 2-year term that begins in January 2025. If you're interested in serving on the board, please see the secretary and she'll provide you the information. Jumping into planning and zoning, ET 24400108, WS230319, Berger Cushionary Family Trust et al., and Cushionary Charles Trust. waivers of development standards for a section of time for the following: one, reduced setback for an existing addition; two, reduced setback for existing accessory buildings; and three, reduce the building separation in conjunction with an existing single-family residence on 0.31 acres and an RS5.2 residential single-family R5.2 zone, generally located on the northeast corner of Rosecrest, South Circle, and Woodcrest within Paradise. Is our applicant here? Sir, have you come up?
Yep.
Use the microphone, tell us your name and address.
I sure will. Do you want this?
That goes to her.
Testing. Okay, I'll do a quick 5 minutes. My name is Charles Cushionary, address 3654 South Rosecrest Circle, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89121, home of many Halloween globes. Come and see us. I'm asking for an extension of the waiver. I can give you the timeline, okay, of everything. I was very diligent in getting everything done, and I had to lean against the people that work in the Planning Commission, and they were very, very helpful, and they gave me tons of good information. It's all included in this stuff here. I brought this, okay? Except I received one piece of bad advice, because I didn't know, okay? And that occurred well within the time frame when my permits were first issued, way back, and October 11th, 2023, when I called the Planning Commission and I asked why my permits hadn't been issued, and it was a very long conversation. Can I tell the person's name? I don't want to libel anybody. But she's a really nice lady. Her name is Agatha. Okay, and Agatha, I called, and Agatha worked very hard, okay, and for about a half an hour, and then she came back on the phone and said, okay, your permits are all issued, you're done. And I went, you're done? And she said, yes, you're done. And I said, does that mean that I can continue with my life and I don't have to hear from the county anymore? I don't have to call for any inspections or anything? She said, you're done. And I went, oh, what a good Christmas present. So, imagine my surprise when on March 13th, or March 11th, I get a phone call from Lori at the inspection department and said, why haven't you done any inspections? And I said, I didn't know I had to have them done because in my notes, I talked with this person and she said, you're done. You don't have to contact anybody. You don't have to call anybody. And I said, are you sure? And Lori said, well, who did you speak to? And I said, well, I spoke with Agatha. And she said, oh, Agatha's new. So I started the inspection process 2 days later. Took a while. There's lots of new people down there, always rotating in and out. It's amazing. And I had Randy Parker come. Randy was new. Okay, so then I had to get his boss there, Chris Bullock. Okay, he came. They gave me a list of a to-do list, 19 things. Well, all 19 things are done, okay? It's that as of 1 o'clock this afternoon, okay, I had Randy Parker there today for the final inspection of the electrical, because I didn't know I needed a final inspection of the electrical, because I had an inspection of the electrical done before, okay? Okay, so he came, found one problem, wrong. I had a wrong circuit breaker in. Okay, I ran to the electrical store, bought the right circuit breaker. I had an HECI, not an GCFI, whatever. Changed it. Randy was really good. I said, hey, Randy, are you in the neighborhood? Yes. I said, okay, can you come back? He came back, re-inspected it. I'm clear. So now the only thing I'm waiting for is the final inspection. Here's what I'm going to ask you to grant me a waiver, that waiver that I didn't know that the waivers had a time limit on them. I thought they were permanent because the building's up, you know? So, I mean, you're gonna unwaive it. So, Okay, to make a long story just a little longer, okay? I have this notice of violation, again, from my good friend, on August 10th. This is the first meeting I could get into since then, okay? Now, my problem is that my permit's expired. I paid a wonderful sum of money to get them extended, okay? Then my waiver expired, and I paid a wonderful sum of money to get that extended. Now it turns out that I'm supposed to appear down at the pyramid, okay, on the 29th of November. My building permit extension expires on the 20th of November. What do I do? So, questions? I mean, I have it all here if you want to see it. You know, but that's basically I lost 5 months because Agatha steered me the wrong direction. This is all my fault. I put up the building without permits. They're all wonderful people. I'm not blaming anybody. I'm just trying to get this done.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Name and address for the record, please.
Sure. Mark Preatura, CLEATURA, address 3698 Greencrest Drive. Same subdivision. Never met the man. Had he not been speaking, I would not be able to point him out. It looks like he's been working on this a long time. I urge the board to get it done for him. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you.
What a good neighbor you are. Thank you.
Is there anyone else? See no one, I'll close to the public, open it to the board.
So you're almost to the steps where you can be done with this. So what do you think your time frame is working with everybody in the county? What do you if you're granted the extension, what do you think your point of view?
Do you want my honest opinion?
Yes.
My honest opinion is give me as much time as you can because I don't know what they're gonna throw at me next. Okay? A lot of this stuff it's a really interesting process, and I'm a layman, so I'm relying on the experts, okay? And a lot of the delays were, I would bring my plans in, and they'd say, oh, this is good. Oh, you need to put this here, okay? And I would come back, okay? That's why it took so long.
So let me ask you this. Did you have licensed contractors doing it when you had the electrician? And you have everything done? Because if so, they would have had the full permits. They would have had to. So that's my question is, I know you said that you didn't know, but if you didn't hire licensed contractors, then that would make a big difference in your process. So
that is true.
I have a big problem with that one.
So. I am, I'm a Mr. Fix-It, okay? Okay, and you know what that all entails. Okay, so no, I did not, okay? And all the work was,
okay. So I don't have a problem extending it for a period of time. I just don't know. I would recommend a short period of time to see how far we can get with that, and then you would have to come back. I know that doesn't sound good, but if you can't finish it in the time that we suggest when they fall forward, you have
okay,
to come.
Okay, in my heart of hearts, I think it will probably take couple months.
Okay, so you're talking under 6 months. So you can
oh, yes. Oh, please, Lord, please. This has been going on a long time.
Does anybody have anything?
Okay, so staff is recommending, or comprehensive planning is recommending until August 1st of 2025. Is that going to be enough time?
Good Lord, I hope so. Really
good. Or you'll be back.
That's what it's runs out.
my biggest problem is I think I need to call the county commission. Is that what those guys are called? The county?
Well, once
that's where I'm going next.
No, next year. No, you're going to the planning commission next. So you go to the planning commission on
It's the pyramid.
Yeah,
it's
November.
Pyramid.
Yeah, November 19th. But
yeah,
there's a planning. There's a planning commission and a board of county commissioners. You're going to planning commission. Just the planning commission.
Okay. See what I learned today.
So on the 19th.
We're the recommending board. They'll make the final decision.
Okay.
Okay. So
yeah, you better give me 2 minutes.
Go ahead, John. Make up.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Go ahead, John. Make a motion.
Oh, okay. Well, no one has anything else. I would make a motion to go ahead and approve the extension till staff's recommendation, August 1st, 2025, to complete.
All right, we have a motion on the floor to approve this application. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, you go to the Planning Commission, November the 19th.
Planning Commission, the 19th at the Pyramid.
Yep.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome. Item number 2ET2440109, UC230514, Camarari, Adrian, is that right? Use permit extension of time to allow a service bay door to face the street. Waivers of development standards for the following: one, eliminate screening for mechanical equipment; two, reduce parking reduction; three, eliminate gate setback; and four, reduce the trash enclosure setback. Design review for the expansion of an existing vehicle repair facility on 0.5 acres and an IL industrial light zone generally located on the southwest corner of Wynn Road and Cannoli Circle within Paradise.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
Name and address.
My name is Adrian Camarari. Our address is 4795 Wynn Road, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89113. We're here tonight to request an extension of our waivers, the use permit, the first extension. As you can see, Mr. Williams is reading the letter. We had to engage a new architect and designer. We were ill-advised, and we were unable to move forward with our previous architect. So we hired Ezzy Torello to serve with this evening. And we're hoping that we can get approved tonight, get approved on November 19th, and then move forward. Ezzy's advised me that once we get those approvals, it'll be about 3 or 4 months to get the building permits approved.
I can explain that.
But as you can see, I think staff has recommended approval for this item, so that's our story.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close to the public, open it to the board. If no one has any comments or questions, I'd make a motion to approve subject to staff condition, which gives you until October 3rd of 2025 to commence. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. So you do go on November 19th.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yes, have a great
evening. You too. Item number 3, UC240540 MD Properties LLC and DP Driftwood LLC, a use permit to allow an office within an existing commercial industrial complex on 9.39 acres in an IL industrial light zone generally located on the west side of Dean Martin Drive and the north side of Alibaba Lane within Paradise. Hi, your name and address?
Jennifer Aikert.
Okay. And tell us what you're going to do.
Okay. I'm trying to get right now I have a temporary, but I'm applying for a permanent special use permit to be able to use my office as an office in a industrial zone.
Okay. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions? Seeing no one, I'll close to the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, if no one has any comment, I'll make a motion to approve subject to the preliminary staff conditions.
Is there a motion on the floor to approve this application subject to preliminary staff conditions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. So you also go on November 19th to Planning Commission.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we are holding items number 4 and 5. And going on to number 6. Item number 6, ET2440110, UC200493, 5051 SLV LLC, use permit section extension of time for the following: 1, expand the gaming enterprise district; 2, a resort hotel; 3, public areas including the casino, showrooms, live entertainment, retail center, indoor and outdoor dining, entertainment, offices, conventions, back of house and parking structure, associated accessory and incidental commercial uses, buildings and structures; and 5, deviations from development standards. Deviations for the following: 1, increase the height of high-rise towers; 2, encroachment into airspace; 3, reduce setbacks; 4, alternative landscaping; and 5, all other deviations as shown on file. Waivers of development standards for the following: 1, for non-standard improvements, landscaping within the right-of-way; and 2, alternative driveway geometrics. Design reviews for the following: 1, a resort hotel with all associated accessory uses, structures and incidental buildings and structures; and 2, finished grade on 4.68 acres in a CR commercial resort zone and within the airport environs AE65 overlay, generally located on the east side of Las Vegas Boulevard South, 500 feet south of Russell Road, alignment within Paradise.
Good evening, Jennifer Lasvich, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here tonight on behalf of the applicant. This project in the past has been branded as the Green Hotel, to give you an idea of which project this second extension of time is for. We are before you tonight for that second extension of time. Staff is recommending approval. In the staff report, it lists out a number of things that have been done on site. While it may not look like anything has been done, things like site grading, basement excavation, concrete pile and foundations, plumbing and electrical, foundation walls and perimeter walls, either some of that has begun or the permits have been pulled for that. The backup includes our justification letter, which lists quite an extensive list of permits that have been pulled and that are active. And so staff, based upon that, has recommended approval. And I would be happy to answer any questions.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close to the public, open it to the board. Anybody?
If no one has anything, I'll make a motion to approve, subject to the preliminary staff conditions, until October 6, 2026, to commence, or the application will expire.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item, subject to preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
To BCC on 11/20. Item number 7, UC240319, Van Diepen, Richard and Catherine, use permit for accessory living quarters, waivers of development standards for the following: 1, reduced setbacks, and 2, reduced building separation. Design review for existing accessory structures in conjunction with an existing single-family residence on 0.23 acres and an RS5.2 residential single-family R.2 zone with the historic design overlay, generally located on the east side of Cochise Lane, 110 feet north of Geronimo Way within Paradise. Hi, your name and address, please.
Hi, Commissioner. Richard Van Diepen, 3586 Cochise Lane. I'm the homeowner. This is a 562-square-foot carport, a solar carport that we had built by a contractor, and the main issue is that the front part of the carport, which is cantilevered out from the posts, that encroaches into the 20-foot setback. I think they thought that the post just needed to be at the setback, but we were told that the cantilevered overhang was, so that's what the reduction of setback is there. And then last year we built a Costco kit gazebo in the backyard, and we built that 5 feet away from the house, and it was supposed to be 6 feet away from the house. So those are the two setback waivers we're requesting.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close to the public, open it to the board. You don't happen to have a picture of anything of it, do you?
I can show a site plan. Does that help?
Well, because part of yours is a design review, and in a design review, we like to see what it looks like. Let me see if I can pull it up here for the everybody. 30. Oh, you have a lot of trees. So
it's hard to...
It's really hard to tell.
Here. I have a photo on my
phone. Oh, do you?
Yeah.
There we go.
So this is the driveway driving in, like on the wall. Oh, you're
good. Yeah.
And that's the 6-foot overhang that's coming out towards the street. So that's still 10 feet, the overhang is still 10 feet 7 from the property line, which is the back of the sidewalk, and, this, and the required setback is 20 feet. And the other thing I'd like to mention is, if this is a 1963 neighborhood in Paradise Palms, and there are a lot of garage conversions and carports, so there's a lot of precedence in this neighborhood for other carports that are even closer to the property or closer to the street than ours.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? See, no one will close it to the public, open it to the board. Part of the issue is because Paradise Palms has now been designated historic area, so you can't just put up those kind of things anymore. They have to match the look of the homes, the mid-century modern look. So all those people who did it before probably don't have permits, probably should be before us pretty soon. But they have to start somewhere in making sure that the changes that are made meet what the neighborhood requirements are. So staff's suggesting denial, and that is based on the fact that the scale and it just doesn't match the residence. So your contractor did pull a permit?
Yes.
You had a permit.
And we did, I mean, it is designed to be very simple. So it's a simple structure, and the beams are all gray, which is painted to match our fascia. So they're all 8 inches, which is the same height as our fascia. So we kind of looked at it like this is, it's a mid-century neighborhood, so we wanted to have a modern mid-century look. So I think you could argue that, that's kind of a style thing, but we didn't want to do an aluminum, the kind of cheesy fake aluminum wood carports, which is what most of the carports are in our neighborhood. So I would argue that ours is probably fits in a little bit better with the aesthetic, than some of the other ones that were just kind of had a cheap temporary look. The guy next to us, his is actually made out of 3-inch galvanized pipe. And parts of PVC and just a fabric thing.
Yeah, we did do a cantilevered for the 1960s style.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also the reason it's just a two-car carport. We don't have a garage. So the other reason is that our goal is to make our whole property net zero energy. So the whole roof is covered with 10 kV kilowatt PV array. So that's I think the main reason the scale is the way it is, and we sloped it to get a little bit extra solar access.
And you still have all the trees that are blocking it, right? I mean,
They're to the south.
The other side.
Yeah.
So it's really expensive.
We keep those trimmed. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is. So we did it because we want all the solar.
shocked is like yours, and then I looked at your neighbor's across the street, and it must have been done. I don't know when it was done. So I don't have a problem with the car. I mean, I really don't, how it's designed in that area. When I looked at your other neighbors too, I was kind of, I think yours is kind of simple line. And
yeah, and ours is steel.
Yeah, I don't have so much of a problem.
When did you buy the house?
2010.
Okay, so you knew about the historic historic district, the historic Paradise Palms?
Well, that's been a recent thing.
Yeah.
In the last couple years, but
in the last 5 years.
Yeah. So it has to kind of start somewhere.
Right, yeah.
So my question is, if the contractor got a permit, why did the building department not note the setbacks on the plans?
I know. And we had inspections out all the time for all the stuff.
That doesn't make any sense. And how?
Well, the setback was, we got the electrical permit for the solar and everything, mm-hmm. but the structural permit is what is where they identified the setback.
Oh, so you didn't have a permit for the structure.
Right.
Just
yeah, this is, it's contingent on,
solar.
We kind of had to go back and do planning again to get the permit. Yeah. So that's the next step. That's the last thing we're waiting on.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's,
yeah. It's just odd because it should have been, the telling you where to build it should have been caught long before this point of it being up, and there's no, we're not showing in here any code violate, you know, the code enforcement came out and said anything. It's like, how did we get, who told you to come get an application?
But you got a permit for the solar, you didn't get a permit for the structure.
Right, right.
So that just got built?
No.
Without any?
We didn't pass inspection, so it got a permit through the county, but through the building department and everything, and then it had a planning review, and then when we were getting final inspection, they said, hey, we've got this like setback problem, and then it like bounced it back.
Did you
really
talk
don't
to
understand
Agatha?
how it got through permitting either, but it did, yeah.
I just don't know with this historic, district, I just don't know where we start.
Yeah.
You know, because, yeah, you have neighbors that have done things before that, and now.
Well, you could divide it up. So, like, 2A has to do with the gazebo. So we could say okay to 2A, because we don't, the gazebo's fine. And that's 2A.
My understanding of the historic ponds was that the structure, like in front and that sort of thing, had to stay mid-century. They could do whatever they wanted inside or in the backyard, but not in the front. That was my understanding when we heard all of the items on that.
Well, and then to kind of complicate things even more, you know, there's not like a historic like HOA or anything that we have to go, you know, get. We just go through the regular county design process. And then the houses on the outside, which face the Vegas National Golf Course, those are all the mid-century, truly mid-century modern houses. Ours is on the inside of that island on Cochise, and all the houses on the inside are just ranch style.
Yeah.
They're, you know, so we're, yeah. You know, there's definitely variation in the neighborhood as well.
And I just don't know what would make it more mid-century, like what would make it fit in.
Well, they give some specifics here in terms of the materials that they understand the desire to deviate from the roof line with a metal roof, but the overall design does not resemble any structures in the neighborhood, and they can't support that request. And then basically you have the burden of proof to establish that it's appropriate for the location, and they just don't find it's compatible to preserve the appeal and integrity of the neighborhood. Is there also accessory living quarters somewhere?
Yeah, there's a casita that is in the backyard.
Okay, because you also need a waiver on the casita because it is 2 feet 6 inches from the house, where you have to have a minimum of 6 feet.
Did you have a permit for that?
That permit is in process.
It's in process.
Yep.
But it's built.
Right. Yeah. It was permitted, and there's a special inspection that didn't get done by the contractor. So that's
where is
we
it
failed to find it.
You said it's in the back.
It's right behind the carport.
Actually, you can see it on this.
Oh boy.
So
this is it. But this matches our house exactly. Yeah.
So staff is saying that it's not in keeping even with what's been done in the past with the neighborhood. Speaking of all the people that have gone before.
No, that is mid-century modern and it matches.
No, I'm not talking about the casita.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm just talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I just don't see how 3 things got built and didn't get stopped anywhere along the way. Did you build them all at the same time?
No. But yeah, I mean, they weren't reviewed for the historical neighborhood.
No, but even to you go to planning and zoning when you want to build anything, mm-hmm. and say I want to build this. They tell you if you can. They tell you the guidelines, and then you go get a building permit to have it done. And you built a gazebo, a accessory living quarters, and a carport. And at different times, and didn't do that step at any of those times.
But you didn't have a
permit. The gazebo is not even 200 square feet. So
it's not in keeping with the setbacks. So you didn't have a waiver on that. You didn't have a permit or anything or waiver for the casita. But you did with the carport and the solar out front.
Yeah. The casita, the wall, yeah, it was completely permitted, and you know, went through plan review and got approved. The house is.
But you just told
the
me
house is like seven.
You didn't have a permit for the casita.
No, we didn't pass final inspection because of the special inspection. But it went through plan review and got permitted. Both,
okay, so they just
both
of
these
outside of
both review. Of these did so. So it's just coming there, you know, and the county, the John Marinfold County, like he kind of apologized because he's like, you guys are kind of stuck in between because this is the first like historic review that we've had to do in Paradise Palms. So we have to like sort of go back and review something that was already approved with like a kind of a historic lens now.
We've approved things in Paradise Palms before,
mm-hmm. right?
Since the historic thing, so it's not the first one we've seen. Michael, can you add anything to this?
Yeah. So my understanding is that the casita, the gazebo, and the solar carport in the front have not passed final inspection building permits. the applicant's correct, that the gazebo will not apply for the overnight need a building permit, but because it is approaching the separation requirement, it would need a waiver to be located there. The structure itself would not need a building permit.
Okay.
The story designation kind of complicates it. Any new building within the designation is subject to design review, and then it kind of is up to our judgment whether or not it's compatible with that historic designation, with the existing structures that are there. And John, who spoke to, wrote the staff report for it, and his conclusion was that it was not. I haven't looked at the surrounding area very closely, so I can't really say definitively, but that was his conclusion, is that it's not really compatible.
So, if I may, the carport I have an issue with, because if you look at mid-century, it's straight line. So I get where you went with that. Because your neighbor has a three-car garage built in front of his house, and I don't think that's mid-century at all. So,
but that may or may not have been approved.
Yeah, and I understand that. But I'm just saying, I think yours fits in with the neighborhood more than the three-car garage that's a box. So is there anything that, suggestion-wise, we could do with... I know that they're saying the roof line is not blending because it stands out because you have... Is there any suggestions on that? Because that's the problem. They're having the carport does not match. I think the solar makes it. You know what I mean? So I love that you're being efficient and trying to do the solar and everything, but I think that's where their problem lies, is how that is so bold and it doesn't blend.
Right, yeah. I mean, the only thing that I can say is that the carport is metal, you know, so in our fascia on the house is not metal. Wood, you know, so that's one major difference, you know. But and I also, you know, we did a really low slope on the carport just to help with the solar angle. However, you know, it's not like I don't feel like it's like so tall that it's totally out of whack with the neighborhood. It's not like RV height or anything. It's just enough for our vehicles to get under it. So I, you know, the there's no other carport that looks like this in the neighborhood for sure. However, most of them are, you know, built-in garages or, like I said, kind of cheapo aluminum looking things, you know. So
just like those 4x4 wood beams with plastic on top.
Yeah. So I mean, I guess my only appeal is that yes, it doesn't there isn't precedent in the neighborhood because it's totally different. However, I feel like it's an improvement aesthetically in the neighborhood. And I will say we've had probably a dozen or more neighbors that when we were building, they said this looks awesome. We really love it. So we haven't received any bad feedback during construction or since that, like, wow, that thing's ugly. Why'd you guys put it up there or whatever?
Yeah.
And nobody showed up when we got the permit. Originally, if they went through planning, we didn't get any complaints from the neighbors at that point either.
Is it the same color as the house?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same gray color. Yeah. Well, it's the same gray color as the trim. All the trim is the gray color.
Yeah, we
haven't
discussed its colors.
It's very expensive.
I know. It's very expensive. So I'm literally going to cry if this is not approved.
Well, understand again. This is just the recommending.
Compatibility.
You still get to go to the planning commission.
What I would recommend, no matter what happens here, I would recommend neighbors get the response of it, find out exactly the historical part of it, maybe what you could do to improve it before you go forward. No matter, like he says, we're just recommending what we see because that's what we do.
Yep.
And it's a design review, so you need a little bit more than your cell phone.
Yeah, just,
sure.
just
to show what it is you've done.
Okay. The best you can say that it fits in, that's the advice I would give.
I don't,
whatever we decide or vote on, it doesn't.
I don't think the casita or the gazebo is a big deal because it's in the back. Okay.
Yeah.
And as I remember the conversations about the historical aspects, it had to do with the front of everything. And what you could do inside or in the back. That wasn't a big deal to the people that wanted that designation.
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
Photos, different angles. pick some of the neighborhood, so that
okay,
way
yep.
show them, you know, like
some
mine
context,
looks really
yeah,
nice.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Add some flavor to it.
So okay.
So Kimberly, you gonna make the motion?
They can physically see it.
Got it. Yeah. See, that's an improvement. Yeah. Okay.
No,
that's
no, you don't have to break it down unless you're denying part of it.
Like the
if you're decreeing all of it, then. Do you per staff
would it be
if approved? If approved. Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to make a recommendation. I'm going to make a recommendation that to approve it with one thing that you.
You're going to add a condition?
I'll just approve it as with staff conditions if it's approved. Is that
if
okay?
Approved,
we'll just do it that way and let you move forward because
okay.
I won't break it apart because I think it'll be fine once you move forward.
All right, we have a motion on the floor to approve this application subject to the preliminary staff, if approved, conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. We understand it.
3-1.
Thank you.
Okay, item number 8, WS 240525, Sun Materials Energy Partners LLC, waivers of development standards for the following: 1, increase fence height; 2, allow non-decorative fencing; and 3, reduce access gate setbacks; 4, offsite improvement street lights; 5, allow attached sidewalks; 6, eliminate throat depth; and 7, eliminate driveway backup curb status. Design review for site modifications, additions in conjunction with an existing asphalt batch plant on 6.76 acres in an IL zone within the airport environs AE 65 overlay, generally located on the southwest corner of Valley View Boulevard and Ponderosa Way within Paradise. Your name and address?
Melissa Urey.
Oops.
Melissa Urey, EURE, 1055 Whitney Ranch Drive, C210, 89014, here on behalf of the applicant. Just so you can see, we have an aerial here so you can see the whole site. It's surrounded by other industrial properties. And we'll also like you to take note right here, you can't see it on the site plan, but there is a stormwater retention basin that is located on the site. It's a fairly good sized detention basin on there as well. So on the plan we have here, everything that's in the kind of standard color, that is all the existing tanks and structures that are scaled, the office buildings that are already there. In yellow are the new structures of the area where the work's going to be completed. So there's going to be a new shade structure that's to house the polymer pellets that they receive, that they mix with the asphalt on the site. In this area, there's going to be 4 new tanks and all of the equipment that go along with those tanks. They will be eventually decommissioning a couple of the existing tanks. These new tanks are much safer. The existing tanks, you stand at the top of the tank to load these ones. You're at ground level, so it's just safer for the employees. As part of this, there's numerous waivers requested, so I think we'll focus quite a bit on those. So the site has been existing for really over 40, almost 60 years at this point as a batch plant. So what they have now, there's existing oleanders and chain link here along Valley View Boulevard. There's also existing, all the existing offsites in place. Here along Ponderosa Way, there is existing oleanders and chain link and security fence. So it does have a chain link with the security wire over it in portions. But there is no sidewalk currently on this portion. So they're going to be adding the sidewalk here along Ponderosa. In order to do this, they are basically taking what's existing and pushing it back. So they would be pushing back the oleander, any oleanders that are obviously new oleanders in place, requesting to push the chain link and security fencing back. This driveway here would be brought up to driveway standards. However, the western driveway here, the one side would be brought to current standards, but we are asking for a zero radius on the other side, so it would be a pan on that side. And as you can see from the site plan, this is both of these entries are one way only. So there are gates. The gates remain open during business hours.
and a one-way only. So the trucks enter in off of the Western Drive. There's a scale here where the trucks come in, they are weighed and empty. They come in, they get filled, they circle back around completely on site, so they don't actually exit off the motor, so they come back around on site, they're weighed again, full, a heavy weight, and then they are able to exit out and leave through the eastern gate. So it's one-way gates each way. And the site has about 12 employees through various shifts that work on site, and the employee parking is back here. All of their supplies are delivered via rail. So they only need about 5 to 6 trucks a day, that is for customers, so they come in, they load the truck goes out, but their supplies are delivered via rail, so none of those trucks are for supplies. Just, I think these will actually help quite a bit in understanding why we are requesting the waivers for these existing conditions. So the gate within the setback and the height was previously approved back in, under the zone change in 1989. So this was previously approved. These waivers are coming about because they are putting in, requesting to put in the attached sidewalk as along with the curb and gutter, so it will complete the street along the property line there. And these visuals right here, this here is the eastern driveway, so this is the exit only driveway. As you can see, here's the drive that's on site, and right behind it is the stormwater detention basin. And directly behind that are the existing tanks. So it's very difficult to push these gates back with the new sidewalk and pushing back the gate and the putting them in the oleanders. They pretty much stretch it back as far as they can. So that 7 foot and 8 feet versus the 18 feet, that's why if we went back 18 feet, we would be into that driveway would be into the stormwater retention basin, and there's really no place for it to go on the site. So that really limits being able to push the gate back. It also limits where we can put the gate as well, the fencing in there, because again, it can't, there's nowhere else for it to go. So here is that western driveway. And this, as you can see, this right here is where the property line ends. And so again, difficulty pulling this over. This is the scale where the trucks load, so the trucks come in. And also want you to look at this one here, this down.
Could you push it up a little? There we go.
So if you can see here, this again is that westernmost driveway. If the driveway was relocated more east, it actually puts it right across from the parking that's there. So now we're actually putting the truck traffic even closer to potentially conflicting with cars coming there. This way the trucks come on, they circulate on site, and then they're leaving from the gate that's on the other side. So if we push this back, we lose the driveway. Now the trucks have to circulate on Ponderosa going back through. So a lot of these waiver requests are to keep the function of the site as it is, have minimal impact on the right of way, and to allow it to do that. And then for the non-decorative fence, as you can see, the oleanders, they take great care to landscape and keep up on it. So they really hide the fence quite a bit. And you almost don't even know a fence is there until you really look at it. And again, there's no residential. This is a purely industrial area. So this will help complete the street through the sidewalks, although Ponderosa is a cul-de-sac on one end, so there's really no one's really going through that way. And then we also have, again, that's also for the third depths. Part of the reason why we don't have the third depths, we don't have the area to push the gates back and provide additional third depth. And then finally, for the off-site improvement, the only thing you're asking to waive is the street lights. So curb, sidewalk, and gutter will go in. And the reason for the street lights is all of the electrical conduit is on the north side of Ponderosa, and it meets with the existing condition. So all of the street lights that are on Ponderosa are on the north side of the street. They are not on the south side of Ponderosa. And then finally, our attached sidewalk also matches the existing conditions for those properties that do have sidewalk. And with that, happy to answer any questions.
Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board. I don't think you should have to do any of these things. I agree with all your waivers. That's a site that's been there for 60 years. It's a specific site. If you move, the amount of soil cleanup and environmental would prevent you from getting any decent amount of money out of it. It's one of those things where things grew up around it and codes changed, but No one's going to walk down that sidewalk. And as you say, then all your trucks are out on the street. Why do we want all the trucks out on the street? The fact that you have a retention pond of your own that prevents any runoff from what would be on your site onto the street, you wouldn't want to eliminate that. So I know new codes are good for some things, but there's certain sites that they're never going to match up to. So my opinion is they should have all their waivers they need.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put any kind of sidewalk in.
I'm looking at the if approved conditions on it, and I'm happy with that, which was painting the shipping containers to meet matching building, full off-site improvements except for the street lights on Ponderosa, and install conduit pull boxes on Ponderosa.
I don't even know why they need to put sidewalks in.
Yeah. That's what they're
if approved,
so I don't have a problem with that.
The commissioner's office was met with previously, and they, Commissioner Matthews, Mr. Richardson, they like to see the sidewalks. The curb and gutter is there for the most part. There's a small portion where it's not, but it's there. But with the sidewalks, just to have a whole...
But don't you have to eliminate all of those oleanders to put the sidewalks in?
We do, so we're going to try to relocate if we can, but understanding that, you know, some plants don't survive, so there's going to be some new oleanders, obviously, because... there's a good chance that they're just not all going to make it, but just pushing it back, basically taking everything and pushing it back to include the sidewalk.
So that no one can walk on it.
Well, that's what they have in the river conditions.
I
have
it.
My office used to be on the side of the street from other applications. It's very convenient location. It's highly it's industrial. You don't have pedestrians out there. Cars drive down, they can't go to business, and they leave. So putting a sidewalk there is really just more concrete for me. I'd rather see the oleanders because they've been there for a long time. And if you move oleanders a little bit, root systems work, which is not good.
Because they're just not good.
I'm not okay with putting a sidewalk.
Well, what I'd like to do, since staff's recommendation is denial and ours is not, let's give them everything and then they can all deny our recommendation. So I will make a motion to approve this item, including all waivers 1-7, the design review, and removing the staff condition for the full improvements, off-site improvements on Ponderosa Way, and the conduit box pull boxes, remove the conduit and pull boxes on Ponderosa Way, and that's it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
3-1. Thank you. Good luck. Board of County Commissioners, 11-20.
Good luck.
Okay, that's everybody. Let's go to Ida. General business? Anything? Nope. Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to this board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by chairperson or board by majority vote. Anyone here would like to speak? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public. Our next meeting is November 5th, 2024. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.